I used to be like, my drum set used to be like Carl Palmer's. It was huge. It was timpanis, gongs, marimbas, everything. That band was called Rasputin, and that was like a Emerson, Lake & Palmer, and we used to do Tchaikovsky.
Oh, wow.
Like, when we converted it into more of a rock thing, because it was just piano, bass, drums, and a couple synthesizers. From there, I went on and, you know, played in a lot of different bands around the country, and then finally ended up at Berklee College of Music, and that's where I switched over to keyboards.
You know, so many keyboard players, they started off at piano and, you know, age of, as soon as 88 keys could be thrust at a child, but and then graduated to keyboards. But it sounds like you sort of went into the various keyboards in a different way.
I did, yeah. I mean, I always had a piano tinker around on and stuff, and I would play when the guitar players would leave, because everything was always at my house for practice, you know.
Mm-hmm.
I'd play guitars, turn their guitars up and blow their speakers out. But and I always was interested in composition and stuff like that, and I wrote songs when I was a kid. But drums were my first love, and I think they kind of contributed to having a good sense of rhythm. And eventually, it just got to be overwhelming that I needed to do more composition, and it's much easier to do it on the piano than it is drums.
Stanley Clarke talked about that. I mean, just the fact that you can see all the notes, it's much more of a tangible experience, I suppose.
You're right. Stanley was invited to play on this record. There was a chance he was going to do it. It was just a scheduling thing that didn't work out.
Well, Alan Hewitt and One Nation, Evolution. A quick scan through some of your past discs, if people go YouTubing on this, I'm seeing this as much more of an early fusion-inspired disc than, say, some of your previous albums. And is this a fair assessment, or have I just been catching the wrong tracks on the earlier works there?
No, you're right on. That's exactly what I was going for. Because, like you, I grew up on fusion as well, and that's all I ever really listened to. I only listened to fusion and progressive rock, and I didn't really want to listen to anything else. So this is somewhat a way to get back to that, and because Return to Forever and Mahavishnu Orchestra, Herbie Hancock, all that stuff was what I liked. So that I tried to, you know, do my own thing, but definitely do the odd time signatures and lots of changes, rhythmic changes, and all kinds of different chordal things and stuff. So that was the idea. So you hit it right on the head.
Oh, nice. I have to say, this may be an edit point, I don't know, but I have to say that I did call it saying, wow, this is like some of the early Stanley Clarke band, or some of the Return to Forever, or...
It's the biggest compliment you can give, because those guys are basically idols of mine, so there was a definite vibe, how it starts out with Devotion. I wanted to set the tone with that, because if somebody listened to that song and liked it, then good, go ahead and keep playing. But if they didn't like that song, they might as well just, you know, toss it.
Nice sound.
Because it's, you know, that's fusion. That first one is all out, fusion. It's got pretty much a combination of Return to Forever and Mahavishnu all in one song.
Absolutely. And it completely sets the tone nicely, which was, again, the thing that kept the CD playing for me is what it sounded like and what it felt like and the directions that it could be going. So, again, now just websites for this disc. It's alanhewittandonenation.com. But then also, is there also just alanhewitt.com to...
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Okay. So we've
got... you can get to my solo site from there. There's a big picture of the album cover. Click you over to the Alan Hewitt One Nation.
Okay, beautiful. Well, Alan, we'll see you in a few days.
Sounds good. Really appreciate it.
Excellent. Thanks again, Alan.
Okay.
All right, bye-bye.
See you later. Bye-bye.